Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees.
Are you eight mobile?
Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees.
KEHRUH. KEHRUH. NABF.
NABF. Mobile.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'd be doing better if I didn't just come to a screeching halt at 23 Mile Road like I do every morning. How are you doing?
Better now that I'm out of the gnarly snow squalls on 696. I thought the ices were, the road was going to ice over. It was pretty gnarly.
You know, that's weird. I just went through those two. I went through one at like 34-ish mile road, 35 mile road, and then it stopped, and I got to like 29 mile road and started again.
Yeah, just be happy that we're not up north. They're getting another, I think Gaylord could get it up to another like 12 to 18 inches out of this storm that's hitting now. And the storm, like Thanksgiving weekend, they got like 50 inches, so they've gotten pounded.
No, I'm good with what we got. I'm not complaining. I'm an idiot, though. I wore a short sleeve polo and a vest. I didn't wear, like, an actual jacket. I walked outside, I'm like, oh, I didn't realize it was freezing cold out today. Yesterday, the last 2 days, it's been almost 50.
Yeah, and tomorrow's drive time is supposed to be, like, 16 degrees.
My watch said low of 16 today when I woke up, and I was like, that can't be right. And then I went outside, and I was like, that could be right.
Yeah, there's a cold front that's supposed to hit us, I think, around 9, 10 o'clock tonight, and bringing in the cold air, and it's, I think, low 20s for the rest of the week. I don't know what it's like for the weekend. I need it to stay cold. It doesn't have to stay in the teens cold, but stay cold through the new year. I need to get up north and do some skiing.
If we've got a front moving in tonight, that's good news for me because I'm hunting tomorrow morning. Hopefully it's bearable.
I am jealous. I don't think I'm going to get back out before Sunday. I just got too much stuff to do. But I think tomorrow morning might be the day. Hopefully you'll get something big coming through. I know Friday, one of my buddies got a good size buck, and then my other buddy that I hunt on his property, he's been getting a 8-point and a 10-point on his camera pretty regularly. I don't think he's made it back out since Saturday, so I don't know. We'll see.
I'm not even going for antlers, but if a big one walks out, that's a long hanger, I'll probably smoke it. I'm going to my buddy's farm again, and initially he was like, we're only going to take 3 more does out this year, and then he texted me Sunday, and he was like, we need to get way more than 3 does out of it. He goes, I counted 33 of them in front of me last night, and I'm like, yeah, they're starting to herd up, so we got to thin that herd out. So I told my boss, I'm like, look, I got these green lotto tickets, and I got to go pick 3 unlucky winners still, so I need to take Thursday morning off, so I'm going out.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, you're going to end up going into work, though, or are you taking the day off?
Nah, I'll be in probably around noon, so I'll be a half day. Better than nothing. The plus side is if I load my truck bed up with deer, I take them to Blue Ribbon at 19.5 in Merrill, so kind of my plan is shoot 2, hopefully, deer, and then drop them off on my way into work.
A very good plan. Yeah, I'm still waiting to get my sausage sticks back from Butcher Boy. I talked to them the other day. They're like, we're so busy. You're going to get them. Don't worry. So just excited to get them, and we'll see. They should be good. I've had them from there before. They're delicious, so just excited to get them.
I wish I could get an entire deer made into sausage sticks and summer sausage and all the fixings, but it's so damn. Where I go, I want to say it used to be okay. Now it's like 20. Problem is, you sit down and you open a package of 6 with your buddy, and they're gone in 5 seconds.
I did 30 pounds of sticks, and it was $8.50 a pound. Is what Butcher Boy gets. Or it's $8.50 a pound with cheese in it. So they do the cheddar and they do the jalapeno cheddar. So I did 30 pounds, half jalapeno. It'll be pricey, but it'll be worth it.
Do they come vacuum sealed, and where is this place?
They do, I believe, come back sealed. The ones that my buddies have got before were sealed. It is like 12, or like, I think Frazo and Shaner. I will, I'll look it up and send you, a link to it. It's, it's just a meat processing shop, and they just do deer and whatever else they do throughout the year.
That is Narnia for me. Way, way, way too far. But maybe the price is right, man. That's so cheap compared to what I got to pay. I've always taken my deer to Blue Ribbon. I have absolutely zero complaints about them. They're fast, they're clean, they're labeled, they're vacuum sealed. I know I get my deer back. They are costly, so I don't know. I want to get it, but I also don't want to spend $500 on it, you know, a deer to get processed by the time you add in all the sausage and crap.
Yeah, I totally get that. You know, I just did the sausage sticks. Now I'm like, oh, I should have done some summer sausage, but it'll be fine. You know, there's always next year, or if I really wanted to, I could go out tomorrow and shoot a doe. So, but I don't need to meet that bad, so I'm not going to, likely won't go do it.
So you got the sausage made or the steaks made, did you just do the rest of the butcher's cut?
I processed the rest of it, so I have the back straps, the loins, and a few other cuts. I did most of it in the sticks.
That's the way to do it then, if you process it yourself and you're really not spending that much on the processing. Blue Ribbon, I think, is $150 for a butcher's cut, so it's all deboned, roast steak, backstrap loin, ground. And I really only care for the ground. Obviously, the backstrap and loin is delicious. And the roast, we make soup and pasta out of. But the steaks, not so much. Venison steaks kind of suck. They're dry, they're tough. The silver skin's a pain in the ass to get off of it, so I usually just have them grind that up. Or my wife will dice them up, and then we'll marinate them, and then I'll smoke them to basically be a jerky. Then you got little jerky tubes. Other than that, I'm not putting that on a grill and eating it with salt and pepper.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. It's not worth it. Hey, man, I got to jump out. I'm going to get gas. I'm at Costco in Madison Heights getting gas. It's $2.37 a gallon.
Inching our way back to normalcy. That's good timing. I'm pulling in my office right now anyway, so I will, I'm going to clear out as well, and I'll catch up with you maybe on the drive home here. It's another early day for me. NATVF.
We'll talk to you soon. KERUH, and I'll be clear also.
Good morning. This is W8FU in the Mobile. Beep, beep.
Good morning, good morning, K8RUH. How are you doing this morning, Sean?
I am doing fairly well, Anthony. My meeting in Lansing got canceled, so yeehaw. I was debating on going anyhow.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it yesterday. Is Lansing supposed to be getting hammered with snow also?
I don't know if they're going to get hammered. They'll probably get worse than us, but I think they're a little outside of the lake effect area. But people come from all over the state. There's people coming from, Mackinac, Charlevoix, Muskegon, St. Joseph's and stuff. You know, so there's a lot of people on the west side of the state that come to this. And so I think they're canceling it for, not just because of what's expected in Lansing, but the travel for everybody.
Yeah, I was watching the weather alerts this morning, and it's looking like they're saying localized out of that storm that's hitting the west side of the state, in some areas could see up to 24 inches of snow.
That's crazy. What are they predicting for us?
I believe it's just flurries. We're not supposed to get anything. I think the cold front's supposed to move in later tonight, and that's about it. We're not expected to get any snow that's measurable at all.
So do you think I should probably take my mowing deck off and put my snow blade on? Do you think it's time?
It's probably about time. I do have to tell you, I cut my grass on Saturday when I was trying to run the mower out of gas. So you might have one more cut in. Who knows?
It'd be great if we could get a balmy 50. And sunny. I wouldn't mind getting out and just mulching up the leaves before I convert it over. What's our outlook for the Friday, Saturday, Sunday? We supposed to have a break at all? Because if it's sunny, if it's not windy, and it's not, 40, I can get out there and do that then.
air calling for rain Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So I think you're out of luck. Today, 37, Thursday, 25, Friday, 27. So your chance may be Friday with some sun.
Or I'll have to throw it in my trailer and take it to work. Yeah. I screwed the pooch on that one. Now I'm going to pay the price.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Hey, I just pulled up at the office. I got here a little early today because I got a split a little early. But I'll catch up with you likely this afternoon or tomorrow. So have a great day. This is KERUH, and I will listen on your final.
Okie doke. If you get a chance, I mean, don't rush, but there's another party that is wants the second right of refusal on that FDM 100. So, they're not going to lose any sleep over it or anything like that. But when you know you do or don't, just give me the word, and I'll just mark it as such.
Sounds good. I will. Try to make some time to look at that today. All right, we'll talk to you soon. KERUH.
All right, again, no big deal. I think it was Greg. God, I should remember who asked. But no hurry or anything. All right, catch you later. W8FU.
Good morning, 0800 hours, mostly cloudy, 32 degrees.
KCATQ, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Tom. Only got a second here to say good morning. Just walked in the door. Enjoy the day, stay warm. I will do that. Anyhow, good morning. Travel safe. Talk to you later. W8FU. KKKO mobile monitoring.
EAT. KF8S, W8.
Good morning, KF8S.
Roger, good morning. Just heading into work.
Well, so am I. Auburn Hills, but today is a mandatory hoorah meeting with RGM, but he's providing breakfast and free golf at the driving range up there in Auburn Hills.
Very good. Is that the one off I-75? It's multiple weight stories. It's all lit up at night.
That is the one, Top Golf. I don't golf. I mean, I've tried. I can't even get the ball off the tee. But there's a lot of other co-workers that are, so is it Canada? Okay, we'll do it there.
Yeah, never golfed in my life except for putt-putt golf, and that's about it. So, yeah, I passed that. I go past that on the way to up north and the way back. It always looks like there's tons of people that can see when I see.
Yeah, every time I'm drumming up there to service some of the stores in the mall, parking lot's always packed, and there's always somebody out there knocking them out of the little boxes they're standing in.
I can hit a ball straight off the tee, but my short game is non-existent. Good morning, gentlemen. W8RCY. I have coffee, and I am happy. Good morning, Donald. Yeah, that place must be open late, because I go by there 8, 9, sometimes like close to 10 o'clock at night. It must be open late.
Good morning, Sir Donald. Cujo.
Good morning, Cujo. Yeah, for me, I when I got out of high school, I thought about taking up the game, and we have just the old-fashioned fucking balls, hit range kind of a thing. It's not like any of these new modern technological, golf places with simulators and all that stuff. But I used to go out after high school and hit out a couple of balls at night, and I could hit them straight, I could hit them true, but, you know, my short game, nah, I was non-existent. Not even in putt-putt. I sucked at putt-putt, too, so. Yeah. The one good thing about some of these places where you see double and triple-decker tee boxes is you can carry out your frustrations very much. Very much so.
Yeah, I was fairly decent at putt-putt, but I haven't played that in 20 years.
The Jowers, they're on the branch.
Yeah, for me, Jowers was the place right there at Gratiot and Little Mac, because I grew up in St. Clair Shores, and the St. Clair Shores Country Club was not really the place to go back then. There was Powers Place where the Myers is at 13 and Little Mac. That was a small nine hole that was in the area as well. I think where the high school golf team would play at more than they did anywhere else. And then we used to go to... or the team used to go to Hillcrest, which is now gone, of course. But, yeah, that's... But like I said, I can hit buckets all day long and, you know, carry out my frustrations and anger. But, yeah, that's about the extent of my golf game. Eric?
Roger. Yeah, we have a little game here. Some of the guys in the club take pictures of funny license plates. Yep. My dad was big into golf. I guess, I don't know if it was some Syracuse. I'm almost thinking of the guy that worked at one of the plants in Syracuse. He would challenge people to golf with gardening tools like rakes and hoes and stuff like that. Do you remember that? There's a movie about him.
You're showing your age. I think that was a Marx Brothers movie, probably even before I was born.
I thought you were talking about Tin Cup.
This is a real guy, and he would bring like a shovel and a hoe and some other kind of gardening equipment. He would challenge people, and he beat some of the guys in the Rat Pack, and briefly had a contract out on him. The Mafia had a contract out on him because he pissed off the Rat Pack. Then he became good friends with them, and look it up. I mean, it really happened. It's a real person.
Well, if you're talking, you know, the Rat Pack, you know, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Joey Bishop, Peter Lawford, and there was one other person that was part of the Rat Pack. I'm showing my age, if I can remember all that. But, yeah, and then you throw in the Mafia. It was probably something that was real. WARCY.
I think you're thinking of Jerry Lewis, I think, was the other one of the Rat Pack. If I'm wrong, or if I'm right. KCKJO.
BOAEAP. Now I'm going to have to look that up when I get to work. There's also a famous bowler. So I'm not sure if I got a mix up. One of them worked at the New Venture Gear plant in Syracuse. But there was a guy that would show up at bowling tournaments and blow everybody away. They didn't like him either. But I'm pretty sure there was a movie about that guy. And like I said, somehow he
became friends with the Rat Pack. But, I'll have to look it up when I get to work. I'm almost there.
Yeah, now you got my interest peaked, so I got to do that when I'm done at work.
I need more coffee in order to figure out if I can recall anything back in other sports besides the stick and ball sports where something was uniquely different and nobody liked them because they would, you know, win all the time and embarrass the others. But I can't think of any yet. I don't have enough coffee in me. Yep. That's about it here.
I'm
playing with my new radios after 2 o'clock in the morning. 7 o'clock comes around pretty early. Oh, boy. Yeah. Got to put a master switch on my computer that, like, at midnight, everything turns off, so I go to bed.
Most of my electronics, like computers, tablets, and cell phones, they either shut down or go into silent or sleep mode at 9 o'clock. And I usually get about a timeout, you know, thing, a notification on the screen. Computer will go into sleep mode in 5 minutes. Your phone will go into silent mode in 5 minutes. And it's usually like that from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. You can easily be overwritten if I'm doing it. So I just click a button and it'll override it. Give me another. I've not been able to figure out how to do that yet with my radios, any of them, either my motos. I think there's a setting that can do something like that, put it in a sleep mode at a certain time. I think it's my Wookson that I'm talking on now can do it, where I can, it'll shut off at 9 p.m. and automatically power back up at 6 a.m.
My mobile shuts off when I get home, but my phones are on 24/7 for any time of the hour, because being an emergency technician, I gotta get hold of me.
Yeah, I used to be on the emergency call list at my work. You get a little extra money for the month, but it's worth it. Especially now when we service so many different places. I mean, I would be getting calls all night long. So that wouldn't work. Well, maybe it would since I'm up half the night anyhow.
Just call and then it'll wake me up. It'll ring like normal. That's what's on my phone, and that's the way it was a year ago during my mom's, before she passed, a year ago and 2 days ago. My phone was set up to do that in case I get a call in the middle of the night. I can still get a call.
A little bit of doubling there, but I said I used to be on the emergency call list at my work. But nowadays, with so many places that we deal with, I'd be getting calls all night.
When I worked for Verizon in St. Clair Shores, it was basically less than a half a mile. The office that I worked at was a half a mile from my place. And I would normally just walk to work on a beautiful day or something. And I would get calls if the alarm went off. And it wasn't even my turn to be on call, but I would just call me because I can get there the quickest by car or whatever and, take a look at the situation. But, my phone had to be on. When I worked for Verizon, if you're anywhere in the management level, you have a phone and it's on your hip 24/7, including holidays. And it's just one of those goofy rules they had back then.
What's nice about me being on call is I do it every other week. I'm the main guy. And I make 4.5 hours of overtime just to carry the phone.
Nice to go on service calls quite a bit. And if I left from home, I'd get instant overtime no matter, even if I wasn't at 40 hours. I get like $250 plus, I punch in as soon as I leave the house. So it worked out pretty good, but I don't feel like doing that anymore. Anyhow, I'm here. Talk to you guys later. WATAP.
Okay, go ahead and punch in and do your homework before you start working, because you got to look up the Rat Pack stuff and get back to us. Other than that, all right, I'll let everybody get to their jobs. I'm still looking at my coffee. Nothing on my agenda today, so it's just hump day and relaxation. Everybody have a great day. The best, and tomorrow morning is supposed to be below zero, so yeah, definitely be prepared. WARCY, we're clear.
Have a good day, guys. I don't want to be out in that weather tomorrow. 72 KCKJ, clear and monitoring.
Michael C6, Tango, Juliet Echo, United Kingdom, South Wales. Expect new to the frequency.
Station calling, you are very quiet. You need into the repeater, but your audio is like super low.
Mike Whiskey 6, Tango, Juliet Echo, United Kingdom, South Wales. Is up back there, over.
Got a little bit of that, but you're still kind of quiet. I said I'm driving, I got my radio. I got the volume turned all the way up, but you're still pretty quiet. KJO.
Mike Risky 6, Tango, Juliet Echo, United Kingdom, South Wales. Thank you. I will now go quiet and see if I can sort out the audio. So thank you very much for talking to me. Hopefully later on I'll be able to come back. Mike Risky 6, Tango, Juliet Echo.
Mike
Risky 6,
Juliet Echo Tango. Good morning to you, sir, and good evening there over the pond. 73 to you. Kilo Charlie 8, Q.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 32 degrees.
KFAS Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy. 31 degrees.
NHKDB. Hey, Tom. Just here for a second, just to say hi. I'm going in the driveway. Driving from the office to the house. So, doing my final landing. So, I figured I'd say hi. Chat a little bit later. NHKDB.
Sounds like a plan, man. We just got done top golf, so now I'm actually going to work. So, send me a check out on KCKJO, Cujo Bontrap.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
WAFE. K-E-A-R-U-H, mobile.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees.
NADBF mobile.
I mean, technically my vacation starts Monday, but...
I know your caller
is
D1.
Oh.
I know
Smiley
from
Wayne Good Friends is on D1. Oh, they are? Well, I'll pick that phone call right up.
That sounded urgent.
Not me. I'm not answering that page. I'm not Miles.
So have you got a tower planted yet behind the house?
Well, as a matter of fact, there was already one here when I moved in. It's a TV tower.
You could probably put something up small on that temporarily, or maybe even something bigger.
Well, get out of my head, because tomorrow, well, shoot, my wife's off tomorrow, so I'm going to, I want to the left of my desk, I've got a two-post relay rack. And I'm going to change it out for a four post so that it's more stable. And once I've got some four post shelves to put in it, and I'm going to move my desktop computer that's on my desk to the rack, and that'll open up the whole left side of my desk. And I'm going to move my my 7300 over to that side of the desk, because the hole that we put in the wall to the outside is on to the left of my desk anyways, so I'm going to hopefully tomorrow get this rack in place and maybe put an HF antenna up at the house. I guess the 10-meter contest is this weekend, and if I don't get the house set up done, I'll at least use it from the flex up north, but I might try to get some 10-meters set up here for the contest this weekend.
Yeah, 10-meter contest is this weekend. I don't know that the prediction or the forecast is to have quite the conditions we had, say, a week or two ago that were amazing. But they still should be pretty good. We're still at the top of the sunspot cycle. But yeah, tomorrow will be a good day to do indoor stuff if you can, because it's supposed to be colder than a witch's you-know-what. And the next day, too. But then again, if you put an antenna up and it's cold and snowing and raining and stuff, you always get an extra 2 to 3 dB out of it. So, I'm actually going to try to get on the 10-meter contest, too. Weekend availability during the day is a little TBD, but if I can, I'm going to try to get on. I got some states and some countries to fill in, so we'll see what I can do.
Well, like right now, I didn't have it on today. I've been running, trying to run FT8 most days here for the last week. Last week I ran it every day, and then after I did the FT challenge this weekend, so I was kind of teed out at it. So I didn't do anything Monday or Tuesday, because today's Wednesday, yeah. So today I just turned FT8 back on the flex here, and it's on 10. And I've got Brazil, Dominican Republic, Argentina coming through. So I've only got a 6 through 15 vertical on the shed that's up for 10 meters on the, and I can't really run more than 45 watts. RF gets into the rack up there, so I got to keep my power down. But, I mean, on FT8, it's not the end of the world, so I'll probably be fine on CW. I'd be interested to see if I do any phone work, because the 10-meter contest is just CW and phone, if I remember right. I don't think there's any digital component to it.
Yep, yeah, just CW and phone, and I think that you can enter... I think you can enter a CW-only category or a phone-only category or mixed. So you can kind of compete on that field. But, yeah, you should be fine on CW. I just use an 80-20 dipole on 10 meters, and I've got a trap vertical that actually does okay on 10 meters, but it gets a lot of noise on receive. And I need to replace it anyway. It's been up too long. The top is damaged. It's, you know, got a trap and a loading hat that have all fallen off years ago. And it is a wounded arm sticking up out of the top of the garage that just needs to get replaced. Haven't done that yet. So I use it on 10 meters, but it doesn't do real well. The dipole's always quieter, so I tend to use that.
Yeah, the G5 up there that I have up there doesn't really like it on 10. It'll load it, but the vertical it screams on the vertical. So same thing on 15. It just I can see night and day difference AD comparison to signals when I go between the dipole and the vertical up there. So. So my thought right now is I've got the QRP 20 or 30 watt NFET I built that's in my POTA bag, and my thought right now is to hoist that up and set that up and just run the 7300 on low power here at the house for right now. But I got to get the coax through the wall and the radio moved and some other stuff, but we'll see what we get done tomorrow. Michelle, with her day off, said she wants to go Christmas shopping, so she might, Michelle, without my mother, so Michelle might take my dad Christmas shopping, but when she gets home from work, I'm going to ask her if we can get this rack changed out and some stuff moved, so maybe I can work on that. But I'm not sure I don't think I need state on 10. I have to look, actually, for CW. Or phone. I'm not sure where I stand on CW or phone on 10.
Yeah, I'm at 45 states on CW and like 15 or 18 or 20 or something on phone. Phone's very low. So I would definitely want to try to fill a bunch of those in if I can. And the last five that I need on CW are not necessarily easy ones. They're, odd skip zone ones, but they were easy, I'd already have them. So I want to try to. This is probably about the best opportunity to fill any or all of those five in on CW if I can, so I'm probably going to concentrate on that. If I can get that, then I'm only two states away on 15 meters on CW for five band worked all states CW, so that would be kind of cool, but it's a process. I don't we'll see. And then if I can fill those in, then I'll play on phone more. But again, so much of what I need is going to be new. It's no matter what I do there, I'll fill in some stuff.
WSM, yeah, I'm looking right now. I've only got 17 confirmed states on CW and 14 on phone for 10 meters. So, of course, my digital's filled. That's how I got my 5 band already. But, so I need a bit of work on 10, it looks like, for CW and phone for sure. Of course, if I get the house rig set up and I operate from the house versus the flex, everything's going to be brand new from the house because I started a whole new log.
Yeah, if I recall, was it the workout states, you have like a 50-mile rule where you need to start over. I think BXCC doesn't have that, but I think, like the workout states, which to me seems to be a little restrictive. I would say, as long as you're within the same state, you can count it. If you move from New Jersey to somewhere else in New Jersey, then just why start over? But I guess Michigan's one of the extremes where you can be 600-700 miles from one corner of the state to the other and still be in the same state and in a nearly different geography. Texas from side to side, Alaska from corner to corner, but anyway. KSDP.
WFSM. Yeah, I guess I can move my, it goes by count file, so I changed the counties, technically. I probably imported all the contacts that I made from the house, the Fenton house, because, the way the WAS, you can define the WAS, it was, I did it by, it shows up as how you separate them by county here, so any contacts made in Tennessee County show up as this, but I'm going to start fresh, even though I'm really not sure and switch to my other award. Yeah, DXCC, it doesn't matter. It's all... But I do already have it set up for a new WAS account in here for the house here. And that has 0 10-meter CW contact. So any CW I make from 10 meters here, it's fresh.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Grid square, county. I guess it does make a big difference. So, well, good. Yeah, if you get on from that one, you'll do something. And you'll be there for a while, so you've got a good starting spot. A good new starting spot.
Man, if I can get a triple play or a 5-band from here, let's do it again. I'll do it live.
It's funny, I keep looking at the triple play. I have 50, 50, and 0. I've been that way for, I don't know how long the triple play's been out. Just haven't done, I've got no, I made a few FDA contacts. I've pinged around with it a few times, but I've never, like, you know, logged anything. I've certainly never uploaded any of it, so I'll find some of that stuff and do it. One of these days I'll get bit. I just haven't quite gotten bit yet. I'm still too busy trying to tie up loose ends of other stuff I was working on when I walked away for 10 years and didn't do anything.
Yeah, and I've been trying to, my parents are starting to get more serious about building up north, so it's like, once that happens, I'm going to lose my shed for a while, and I know Dad says, well, we can still put the antenna back up after we built that new house, and I'm like, you really think Mom's going to let me put HF antennas up at the cat, at the, you know, up north?
Give it time. All in good time. I believe what the Wicked Witch of the West said. All in good time, my pretty. You'll be fine.
Okay, so that's one thing for the weekend. I think you get 36 hours or whatever out of the week. It starts, you know, 0000 Lou Friday night or what's that? We'll text you Saturday morning. But I have a, even though the vacation starts, I have a Christmas party Friday that I have to go to for work. I have one Monday, and then I have one Thursday and Friday next week, too. So, like, I'm on vacation, but I still have to go to the parties.
Yeah, I'll have to put a price on hobnobbing. Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a 36-hour operating limit. 48 hours from start to finish. You could do 36, so... Oh, there's nothing happening at midnight anyway. Oh, nothing missed there. Well, I'm going to jump out. I am almost making the last turn here to go home. And I'm going to figure out what the rest of the day holds. Because I don't think it's done yet. But nice chatting.
Well, you have a good night, Don. Nice to hear from you, as always. KBB. Oh, you ate up, that's it.
Likewise, yeah, but that's true.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 30 degrees.
NHKEBB.
Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 1800 hours. 30 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement.
ABP here.
Good evening, 21 hours. Snow, 28 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Updated weather. Snow squall warning. Snow squall warning. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 20 degrees. Special weather statement.
KEATFM.
Special weather statement.